Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American, and we sit down and chat with Ruth just about every single Monday morning, and we say good morning to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I am cool in the building.
It's been brutal. I must say, I missed you on Friday night, Marshall.
Yeah, it was just doctor's orders, and I wasn't at the Hotchkiss Library, and I wasn't on Saturday. I wasn't at the craft fair, which I've done both those forever.
We always sit and chat on that. Book signing, but you were there in spirit, my dear.
Yes, and how did it all work out at the Sharon Historical Society?
It was fine. It worked out very well. Tent was right there, so people could find it, and a nice turnout, nice crowd, lots of good authors, and lots of nice chats with people. Saw a lot of familiar faces, and library people were very happy to see that. Back in action.
Well, yeah, it's been, what, 2 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And so Sharon was just a buzz with activity, of course. On Saturday, there was the crafts fair. And, you know, even with the sweltering heat, and as I'm driving over wondering whether they'll have a lot of cancellations, Matt Mitty, who organized it, said nope. They had very, I don't know, maybe a couple, but it was packed. From one end to the other with all kinds of, you know, the usual and the unusual arts and crafts, and it was terrific.
Yeah, and I think that at one point there was a downpour in the Sharon Salisbury area about 3 o'clock or 3:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just a small little shower. We got just like 20 minutes of heavy rain at my house, and I heard that. But once again, it was a very busy weekend in Sharon. As a matter of fact, it was a busy weekend throughout the whole area.
All over, yeah. Everybody is really making up for those 2 years of pandemic and hiatuses. So it was so nice, and it's nice to see people out and about. And as we've said, you know, we need to get back together again. And, you know, the money raised at Friday night, of course, is for the library. The money raised on Saturday is for programs for seniors and teens at the Park and Rec, and everybody was quite supportive. We had a story this week, an interesting story out of Kent, about a woman whose grandfather got inducted into the Hall of Fame for broadcasting, and I found it to be a fascinating interview. We're talking back in the he broadcast back in the 20s and 30s, and actually in the 30s, and finally, after many years, was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and she tells a wonderful story about him and the whole thing. So many interesting people in these there hills, Marshall.
Oh, yeah. And also, in Kent was a hopping place this weekend, too. As a matter of fact, all week long with the
sidewalk sale days we had. Yep, on Saturday, the place was packed. And, again, even with the heat, people were out and about. And, lots of booths and lots of sales. And couldn't find a parking space in Kent if you tried on Saturday. Busy, busy times, and not over yet. There's still plenty of stuff coming up. I did not get to the bat talk. I was disappointed, but I just couldn't make it. That would have been interesting. We also had a story about Maria Horn starting a PAC, which is very interesting. She is wants to support other like-minded candidates. She said she is comfortable with fundraising, but she said, you know, she understands the struggles of others. So she has formed this PAC, and the kickoff was on Thursday night at Kent Falls Brewery, which was interesting. I had never been there, I'm sorry to say. It was a very interesting place, and she had a good turnout, and so she was very pleased about that. Marshall, as we look ahead, tonight we have a hospital talk with the new president. A community outreach, and she will be talking about the hospital. We also have the doubleheader in Falls Village with the Board of Finance and the Board of Selectmen. And tomorrow, folks, don't forget to vote. We have the primary from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Both parties have candidates up, so and they'll be voting at Town Hall. Bear Talk in Cornwall at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. That's put on by the Library and the Cornwall Association. And let's see. I'm pretty quiet for the weekend. What have you got?
Is it coming up this weekend? There's not that much this weekend. There's various things. I mean, last weekend was packed with the Rose Algren Art Show and things like that. And it was just doubly packed. I mean, we do have still the Sunset Music Series concert going on in Canaan on Thursday. I think on Friday, once again in Great Barrington, they have the band's there as well at the Gazebo. And I'm not sure if in Kent, if they want to. They had a couple of the concerts that were canceled due to heat. I'm not sure whether they've extended it. I'm going to put those concerts in place.
Yeah, those are pretty much ending for the season.
Yeah.
But they've been really great. Wonderful. I've been to the Sharon one. That was lovely. Just the heat has been a factor, but people still come out, and so.
We're not that far off now from the Goshen Fair, mm-hmm. the Big E, the Dutchess County Fair, the Columbia County Fair. I mean, they're all now right around the corner.
Right, right.
It's hard to believe because we're only a little more than a week into August, but they're all right around the corner.
Yeah, it's that time of year, and I think. Oh, we should also remind people there is a vax clinic on Thursday at the Falls Village Emergency Center, I believe.
Yeah, and last weekend there was one in Cornwall, as a matter of fact, as well.
So folks have no excuse. There are plenty of places to get free vaccines. So I am sure I will find things to do this weekend.
Well, I'm surprised because I see a couple of different school board meetings, and they never have school board meetings in the summertime.
Yeah, I think there's some hiring going on. I think probably there have been some resignations and some hiring, so they have to meet and fill those in before school starts. And that will be happening soon.
And another thing I noticed is we got a call from the All-Star Transportation. We did an interview with them. They have a serious shortage of drivers for the coming school year.
Really?
And that extends now over into New York State. It's the same thing with the bus companies there.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that people would drive the buses would be people that were retired, and they were still in their 60s, but they'd drive the bus for make a little extra money. And what both companies pointed out to me, and this I never thought about this, the changing demographics of our area. There's no longer the same amount of retirees that do that anymore that like used to do that.
Interesting.
And that is leading to a shortage of bus drivers.
Well, you know, we see that in every aspect of life here. Look at, we can't find the younger volunteers for our fire companies or emergency services, and we can't find the older for things like that, bus driving. It's very interesting.
It's going to make for an interesting next couple of years for not only the fire companies but the ambulance squads and also all the community service organizations.
Well, we are staffed down here in Kent with some paid on certain days, and obviously Canaan, the same thing. It's going to happen more and more. Those who are young and capable and able are out working. They just don't have the time to donate to these causes, which is really very unfortunate. But it's the contemporary way of life.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And if we don't get more affordable housing soon,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be in trouble.
Absolutely, we've talked about that so often. It pervades every aspect of life here. Yeah. So, all right. And you know, you and I are lucky we can live here, and not everybody can.
That's the whole thing. It's just it's still the same beautiful area, but it's losing a little bit of its home charm with the time. I mean, it's not the same demographic that lives here now.
Well, I think point in fact, Marshall, when you have you seen the story about the rooster in Kent?
Well, there you go.
That was commonplace. Roosters, cows, you know.
I was that story popped into my mind this morning as I was getting into work early. It's nice and quiet out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for me, getting into work where I get, I hear the garbage trucks and I hear things like that. And it's just, you say, wow, it kind of sounds like New York City. But when you move to the country and somebody's got chickens or roosters and they're next to you and they're allowed, and then you complain about them, I mean,
yeah,
it makes, you know, it's...
You can't come here and change the way of life.
Yeah, yeah. No, you just can't.
Same with, you know, the smells of the farm yard, and I mean, just this is us.
Yeah, it is what it is, and adapt to it. I mean, when people move into the cities, they adapt to mm-hmm. goes on to the cities.
Mm-hmm.
Just adapt to what you have out here,
and they come here for a reason.
Yeah, I
mean, and for the beauty and all that. So you don't want to change it, but interesting phenomenon, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Ruth, I want you to stay cool today.
Actually, I'm going with some friends, and we're going up to the Rockwell Museum.
Well, have fun.
So, yeah, it should be hot but fun. Nice day off, so I hope no big news breaks while I'm out.
All right, Ruth, I'll speak to you next week.
Take care, Marshall. Thanks.
Hi. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Of course, you can find all of Ruth's story in the paper at the Republican American or online, rep-am.com. And every Monday morning right here, we take a look at just some of the stories that they're covering on Robin Hood Radio. And you can find Ruth online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on the Republican American Report with Ruth Epstein.